Hello and welcome to Wednesday on the Think Big Show, where entrepreneurs and business owners come from around the world to think bigger, work smarter, and grow successful businesses faster through online strategies, leadership, and mindset. I'm Mia DeBolt, founder of the Think Big Network, and I'm joined here with the co-founder, mission accomplishment strategist, JT DeBolt. JT, welcome.
Good morning. Great to be with you, my love. And as I always love to say to all of our friends out there, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble, thank you for joining us here each and every single Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern for the Think Big Show. And today we're going to think big. We're definitely going to dive in. Want to talk to you about, I've actually covered this topic a lot. I've covered this on podcasts. I've talked about it in live presentations when I speak throughout the world. I've even taught this sort of kind of in some of the mentorship programs that I teach. But it's so important, and it's, you know, I think it's one of these things people go, well, it's easy for you to say this because you're a Navy pilot, or leave it to a Navy pilot to come up with an aviation analogy. But it's so true. In business and life, we have to think almost like an aircraft. And if you know anything about aerodynamics, there is thrust, there's lift, there's drag, and then there's gravity. Those are the four forces acting on an airplane at any given time. And drag is that force that keeps a plane from actually flying. It kind of pulls it backwards. It's the counter effect of thrust. So as you generate more thrust, you actually generate more drag. And as you generate more lift, you actually generate more drag. Well, in business and life, we have things that drag us down, that really keep us from flying high, fast, and far, and reaching our full potential. And if we think about those two counteracting forces, lift and drag, we have to kind of think about all the things that could possibly slow us down in business. Let's think about drag. And I want you to think about the word drag as an acronym. But you remember this, babe, from flying in the Navy. You remember how, you know, he had to learn the basics. Even you navigators had to learn that stuff, right?
Yeah, we actually had 7 flights as a pilot.
Right.
So it was kind of fun.
So you remember. I mean, look, when you think of drag, I think most people get it. It's the thing that drags you down. It's the thing that pulls you down. It's the thing that, you know, slows you. And in airplanes, especially, aerospace engineers or whatever they are, I guess it is aerospace engineer,
yep.
Aerodynamics, they're always looking to create efficiency to prevent the drag from slowing the aircraft down and depleting the lift. So what does drag mean? What does drag mean in our business? What does drag mean in our life? I'll tell you what the D in drag is. It's doubt. Self-doubt is part of the process. We're all going to doubt ourselves from time to time. But managing that doubt is key. If we have doubt, it's perhaps one of the biggest poisons to our success. And think about any time you've wanted to do something but didn't. Anytime you had a great inspiration, a great idea, but didn't act on it. At the root of it, it was doubt. Would you agree?
Yeah. And we have to understand the doubt is human. I mean, as long as you recognize that you are doubting yourself, that's something that you can get past.
Absolutely. Like a cheetah doesn't doubt itself. A cheetah doesn't go, I doubt I can make it. I doubt I can catch the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it no
just
hesitation.
Says, I'm going. There's no hesitation, right?
Yep.
So if you're in doubt, what's the best antidote to doubt?
Action.
It's action, right? Action is the greatest antidote for doubt and for fear. And yes, it's scary. Yes, it's one of those things where you're questioning yourself and you're saying to yourself, well, if I didn't have any doubt, then I'd be in action anyway. Well, guess what? It's that simple. It's not a chicken or the egg type of conversation. This is the way. If you take the action, even in the face of fear, even in the face of doubt, if you go boldly, mighty forces will come to your aid. Period in a story. One of my all-time favorite quotes from the great Basil King. Now, the R in drag is regret. And frankly, personally, this is one of the most useless emotions we have as human beings. And as entrepreneurs and as leaders, we have to learn to eradicate regret from not just our lexicon, but from our actual internal operating systems. We spend so much time and energy fretting over the past. Stop looking in the rearview mirror and appreciate right now. Learn from the past for sure. Prepare for the future based on what you learned, but be focused on the now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what I love to say is share your greatness with the world now because now is all you have. So, you know, it's just exactly that. Like, our past is all the little nows put together, and it's the memory of all those nows. And what we only have is right now. The future is just a compilation of all the nows that are going to happen in the present. So we just have to live in the now and not regret what the lesson, and turn them into lessons. All the things that have happened that we may not be happy with, may not have gone our way, don't regret those. Just learn from them.
Absolutely. And so the biggest thing here is that you're going to make mistakes. You're going to have failures. You're going to have things that you look back on and go, man, I wish I could have done it differently. But here's the question that I always challenge people, I challenge myself with, is when something doesn't work out the way we want it to, the question is not, oh, I blew it, or, oh, man, why me? The question is, what might I do differently next time? What might I do differently next time? Not what could I have done in the past. You can think of it that way. You can go back and diagnose and break the game film down and say, well, you know, that was the point of failure. That was the point of, where we really, the discrepancy was born right there. So the question is, what might we do differently in the future? And isn't that an empowering place to be? And it takes us straight out of regret. Now, the next one, and this is another poison for success, a major drag, if you will. The A in drag is animosity. This is a soul killer, especially if we hold on to it and direct it toward other people, or, oh God, direct it towards ourselves. But if we direct it towards people close to us, if we think about the losses or we think about our decisions and we have animosity toward other people, man, it is the silent cancer that just kills you from the inside out.
Yeah. JT, you know that when the few words that we don't use in our language with our children, with ourselves, with each other, is hate.
Right.
We just do not use that word unless it really is to drive home a point. And so it's used very sparingly. And so it is, it's true. Like, animosity is such a cancer. And, you know, you would know because you've had animosity in the past, mm-hmm. with certain family members. And, you know, that just held you back from your success. It's held you back from being the greatest you could be, because you're so focused on the past. You're focused on that rearview mirror.
That's right. And it's one of the most damaging things. It's almost like, you know, that you've heard these stories about, carbon monoxide. It's that slow killer. It just kind of puts you to sleep and then pretty soon you're dead. That's exactly what it is. Animosity slowly kills you. It's the carbon monoxide that's icy fingers claw up your throat, cut off your airway, and kill you slowly. And the fact of the matter is that, if we avoid the drama and stop comparing ourselves to other people and take 100% ownership, then you never have to feel, you will never feel animosity. If you take 100% ownership of all the good and all the not so great things that happen to you in life, all the deals that work out, if you say, hey man, I take ownership because I put the team together, and you share the success with other people. You know, you share the credit with other people. Give credit where credit's due. But if you take 100% ownership for the things that don't work out, all of a sudden animosity has nowhere to live. It takes all of the oxygen out of the room for animosity. So that's what it comes down to, is you got to take full responsibility and avoid the drama, avoid the negativity. There's going to be people around that might want to spread the rumors and the gossip behind that other person's back to you. Be the stopgap. Make the buck stop there. And then the G in drag is giving up. It's easy to give up, but it's really hard to avoid. You know, it's one of those things, maybe a better way to say it is this. It's easy to give up, and it's easy not to give up. It's straightforward. You have a choice. And as a leader, you have to be willing to be strong enough to say, hey, yeah, it would be really easy to hit the snooze button. It'd be really easy to delay and push it off till tomorrow, procrastinate, but not today. I'll do that tomorrow. I'll tell you what, I'm going to procrastinate on procrastination. I'm going to give up on giving up. Mm-hmm. But not today. Today's the day where I take action. Mm-hmm. You know? Cuz the only way to fail is to quit or to not get started in the first place. Now, if drag is that force that prevents the thing from flying, not just an airplane, but our dreams. If drag is the thing that prevents our full potential from taking flight, then how do we counteract it? Because the counter force to drag is, of course, lift. It's what makes flight possible, and it works in our businesses and our lives just as much as it works in aviation. So what does lift mean? Lift, the L, means we got to let it go. And just like we were talking about with animosity and regret, this means dropping those thoughts, getting rid of those people, those relationships, the circumstances that hold us down. So important. How many times have we seen this even in our own businesses where we sometimes surgically and sometimes blunt force, you know, absolutely get rid of certain behaviors or people in our lives, and instantly, like almost overnight, you can watch your bank account grow.
Yeah. And it's amazing how light you feel, how much it's almost like the weight lifted from your chest, that feeling of taking a deep breath and just having those people or their circumstances out of your life. It reminds me of the Byron Katie book that we read. She's an amazing author with four really powerful powerful questions that you can use in your life. But one of them is that the reality, what is reality? So whenever you have something that you continually think about, so it's okay, it's human that we continually maybe fester over certain things or certain things people say or do to us.
Mm-hmm.
And but the past, it's already past. Like the action, the words, that person said it once to you. That person did it once to you. And now you're thinking it over and over and over again. That means you're doing it to yourself over and over and over again. So if you can just allow that to let it go and realize you're the one that's really causing the pain now. That thing that caused you pain in the moment is now gone.
Mm-hmm.
That person is now gone. And you're the one that's really causing that pain. So if you can just allow yourself that levity to just release that and say, okay, I choose to think of something else. I choose to focus on something else.
There's a great lyric from one of my heavy metal bands of the past that I used to listen to all the time. And it said, the lyric was, today is merely yesterday's tomorrow.
Nice.
And the whole point, I'm not going to go into the whole song, but they were talking specifically about letting things go, about, you know, there's only so much you can do. And the more you hang on to bad things, the more you hang on to bad feelings, bad thoughts, you know, regrets or animosity, is days, moments, times, even seconds of your life that are wasted, gone. Even as we're sitting here speaking about it, granted, it's coming from a place of instruction and a place of love and a place of wanting to help and empower people. But, you know, we're kind of like we're focusing on that. So
mm-hmm.
We got to let it go. We gotta, you know, we all collectively as leaders have to be in a place where we can give people a chance to be heard and understood. Two different things.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have people that come to you. They might be prospects in your business. They might be partners. They might be employees if you're fortunate enough to have a business like that. You might have even your own family members that come to you and they just want to be heard. And you can give them an audience for a period of time, but it's not just being heard, because if you just sit there and let them talk and talk and talk, feeling heard is great. It's being understood. That's what people really want in this age of information. People don't want more information. They want more meaning, and they want to be understood. And so if we can provide that for them, what that means is sometimes you got to shut them down. You've got to be able to stop them right in the middle of their path and say, listen, I understand. I get what you're saying, and I can feel your pain. And now what might we do to move forward? Because if we can move them forward, that means they have let it go. They've moved on. But we have to do that for ourselves. Now, the I in lift is inspiration. We talked a lot about this on Monday, the comparison between motivation and inspiration. But inspiration is that thing from within, and we got to get some every single day. We got to find that. And here's what I think is as important as finding it for ourselves, is being able to give it to other people. Now, can we just... if we go back to Monday, can we just give it to people? Do we just show up on somebody's doorstep and go, here's your inspiration? Does it work that way?
No, not at all.
Not at all. So how do we give inspiration? We do it by living a great example. You know, we live an example of a great life. We live an example of success, of prosperity, of leadership, of fulfillment. We live the inspirational example of discipline. Whatever that thing is for you, whatever defines success for you, obviously, it has to be connected to your values, your vision, your mission, your purpose, all those things. That's the part where that's how you can inspire other people and be inspired by yourself, because it comes from within, because you're plugged into those things. Now, the F in lift is focus. And I teach, you know, mental focus. The way I look at it is there's two categories of focus. One is that mental focus, the ability to stay connected to and focused on one thing, plugged into one task where you're doing great work, you're in flow. and I teach all kinds of techniques to help people get mentally focused. But what we're really talking about here is the energetic focus. Focus on the things that will get you where you want to be in life, and scuttle all that stuff that doesn't lift you up. That's simple. I can promise you right now, and correct me if I'm wrong, babe, but if you look at your life, you look at the results you have, you look at your bank account, you look at your waistline, you look at your relationships, you look at anything, you look at where you live, you look at your car, you look at your anything. It is the byproduct of your focus. And so you have to ask yourself, are you happy with what you see? If the answer is no, then it's time to shift the focus. The energetic focus, the mental focus, the physical action focus, where we put our time, energy, focus, our life force is what we're going to get more of. And that's not some woo-woo crazy quote-unquote law of attraction thing. This is reality, man. This is what you do. Your beliefs lead to your thoughts lead to your words lead to your actions deliver the results, which obviously reinforce your beliefs. So the question is, where's your focus? And finally, the T in lift is take action. Action is the antidote of fear. Action is the antidote of procrastination. Action, as we said before, is the antidote of doubt. And so anytime you're in that place where you feel that sense, like, oh man, it's starting to creep up on me. I'm starting to feel the fear, starting to feel the doubt, starting to feel like, oh, I'm not sure. Step into it. Take action. Even one small, simple thing can get you past that place of not wanting to do it.
Yeah, action is the remedy for everything, for all of the doubt, the regret, the animosity, the giving up. Action is what solves where you're at and bridges the gap from where you're at to where you want to be.
So here's the thing. Just like an airplane requires thrust to take off, we have to have that thrust in our business, in our lives. That thrust can generate the lift, but there's always going to be some drag. That drag that is represented in our business and life looks like doubt, looks like regret, looks like animosity, and it looks like giving up. That's what drag even means. That's that acronym for drag. So make sure that if you've got those in your life, if you've got doubt, if you've got regret, if you've got animosity, or if you've got a sense of giving up quite a bit, this is the time right now to draw a line in the sand and pivot. Go a different direction. Even a small shift is all it takes. And we counteract that drag with lift. And those four things that make up lift are letting it go, finding the inspiration, getting focused, and taking the action. When we do those four things, it'll counteract all of the doubt, the regret, the animosity, the giving up, just like Mia said, and it'll get us lifted to fly us higher, faster, and further in business and life. And by the way, if this message is landing for you, if you want more lift to overcome the drag in your business and life, I'm actually opening up four mentorship slots to really help people close out the year. So over the next 30 to 60 days, we're going to be working on your vision. We're going to be working on your power of, your focus to help you get where you want to be, set some goals and actually achieve them, build a strategy to move forward. So if that's something you're interested in, I want you to email our assistant, Vivian, by going to support@jtdeboldhelpdesk.com. And granted, this is a paid mentorship, all right? And she's going to send you a questionnaire, and it's going to kind of get a feel for what it is you're working on and see if we might be a good fit for you. And if that does happen, then we'll get on a call and we'll explore ways we can help you over the next month or two to get you going to close out this year with momentum and open up 2018 full throttle, full afterburner.
Okay, this call is a wrap. Go and share your greatness with the world now, my friends, because now is all you have. Go and get our free 10-day bootcamp on how to get more leads into your business through online marketing at thethinkbignetwork.com.
And remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. We'll talk to you tomorrow.